Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Josh Berenstein, Zenergy Films. We're a video production company that tells real and authentic stories of people and companies. We do that through asking a lot of questions, which I'll talk about. And we do it through filmed video and animation as well.
Perfect, Josh. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Being able to dig into their creative needs, brainstorming ideas and possibilities, and taking what they have, what they need, what they're trying to do messaging-wise, and making it great and impactful and really engaging audiences.
Perfect. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
I agree with that. At the very least, written testimonials, if you can get video testimonials, even better. Make sure they look good and sound good. We have a bunch of testimonials on our website. And what we've done is on the about page, as we talk about the things we're good about, caring, collaborating, being creative, I use quotes that speak to that. So by all means, always testimonials.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree. Question number four, what advice you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
So for B2B, it is crucial, the way I'm talking about video production, to understand your clients. One thing that was suggested to me a few years ago that I found to be very powerful is to go to your preferred clients, those who like you, you like them, you do good work for them, and ask them some hard questions about what's working, what's not. Based on that, right away, you can improve your business, right? Mm-hmm. By doing that with your clientele, you're really finding out who your audience is, what their needs are, what makes them tick. And so by understanding that, you can appeal to them and engage them much better. When it comes to video creation, same thing. You need to know your own unique story as a company, what you're offering, and then you need to know the needs of your clients so you can communicate them as well as you can. So all that gets placed into your video. So whatever your communications are, understand your audience, and you do that by asking a lot of questions, sometimes tough ones that really get you some good answers.
So what are some questions you would ask?
Well, I'll give you an example. Founders Live is an organization we did video work for earlier this year before COVID hit. And one of the questions I posed, I had 15 questions ready. And I said to this gentleman, Nick, I've got 15 questions. That's a lot. And he's like, you know what? Bring him, ask him, let's do it. One of them was, how is Founders Live effective and useful to entrepreneurs during the good times and the bad? And he answered, and thank goodness I asked that question, because a couple months later, we were producing the video in the midst of COVID, and we needed to know how Founders Live was relevant to people during hard times. And so by asking a lot of questions, you learn so much that tells you how to sell better, tells you how to communicate better. It's gold right there. It's the biggest thing I could say to any business.
Perfect. No, that works. Sir, let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
You know, I would recommend Nick Hughes, the guy running Founders Live now for 5, maybe 6 years. He's across many cities. He's had many challenges, especially this year, going from a live event. I used to host them here in Portland.
Right.
He's across 50, 60 cities. Now it's online. He's a great person to talk to, who's making a huge difference in the startup world.
Perfect. I will look him up when we're done here. Now, number six, most important question of the podcast. And you got to focus on this one, Josh. Hey, Josh, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Yes. The one that really comes to mind is when I transitioned from my first company, Red Frog, to Zenergy Films. I brought video into the picture because I was passionate. I loved creating video. At the time, all I had was family videos that I had shot and edited with music and such. I took that to clients that I had previously at my first company on the East Coast in publishing, and two wonderful ladies at Pearson Education believed in what I had to show them, whatever work I had back then that I think told pretty good stories, and decided, we're going to hire you professionally. We're going to allow you to put a crew together, get actors, and do our videos. And that was the most wonderful opportunity that essentially launched Zenergy Films.
Perfect. Now that is an awesome story there. So Josh, you got 4 minutes and 14 seconds left.
Oh, wow.
We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end early, we end early. Go.
Yeah. What else would I want to say? What else would you, having said what I said, what would you like to know additionally about me that you think your audience would want to know?
Well, what are some good lighting tips?
Some what tips?
Good lighting tips.
Lighting tips. That's a good question. You know, people shoot on their phones, maybe webcams that they have. Mm-hmm. I think let's talk about a few considerations real quick. There's lighting, there's audio, there's framing. Mm-hmm. There is obviously the content of what you're going to say. If I'm going to give some additional tips, make sure that you're in a space where it's not cluttered. It's a nice background, whatever's going on. You could be in your living room. It doesn't matter. It looks good. It doesn't look cluttered. It looks tidy. It makes sense to the eye. So you're not distracted as a viewer. Lighting, make sure that it, wherever possible, today was not super possible, but use natural lighting coming in from a window. If you're going to use some lighting, I always advise get on YouTube, watch a couple of videos, learn the basics of lighting. Even the basics of audio, you could have a nice lavalier that feeds audio, you know, or maybe if you don't have it, laptops are pretty good. Just make sure there's no background noise, traffic, construction, babies crying. Take care of these things that you may be tuning out because your audience is not, and it's going to bring down the quality of your video. And last but not least, you know, rehearse, prepare your content, script it out, practice it. As long as you're authentic and, heartfelt in what you deliver, people will connect with that. And that's what matters. Don't be rote and robotic. Feel it, deliver it in a way that's going to impact people.
Perfect. Love it there. You got 2 minutes and 24 seconds left. Would you like some promo time or we can end early?
Can I speak about the website where you can find?
Yeah, obviously I assume the call to action is you want people to go to your website after this.
I would love them to go to zenergyfilms.com. I also urge people to look us up on LinkedIn. If you want a different flavor, you can find Josh Berenstein, me, or Zenergy Films on LinkedIn. On the website, you'll find, as mentioned before, a lot of testimonials, good testimonials from people. You'll find the work we've done filmed or animated in marketing, in education, and for the tech industry. I think there's a good variety of content that gives you a good sense for what we like to do and how we approach real and authentic content. So if anything, if there's a takeaway for people, be as real and authentic. These days, that matters so much because there's so much noise out there. You want to stand out as who you are with a unique and heartfelt voice so that people do stop and connect with you. I can't emphasize.
100% agree. I 100% agree on being authentic, even if you're a little crusty.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There we go. Perfect. Yep, hold it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
Zenergy Films, that's plural, films.com. And that's it. That's it.
Perfect. It's in the description. It's magic. Josh, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.